Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. North Korea started scaling back its atomic weapons program. It's a move in the right direction, but there's a long way to go. Compassion Radio's Norm Nelson says they want to strengthen their work with the persecuted church, humanitarian aid, and among the refugees.
Pray for the Christians because of the level of persecution, that they will be given the courage and the strength to retain their faith. What the North Korean government loves to do is to get them to recant their faith, to deny Jesus. So they need our prayers that they will be strengthened and enabled to endure.
Elsewhere, awareness about sex slavery is hitting one U.S. Big Ten college campus this week. The Prince of Life Invitational kicked off yesterday at Michigan State University. York Moore, campus pastor at MSU, says the universality of evil seen in trafficking unifies people while opening doors.
It's a human problem. So because of that, we've really worked hard to develop a campaign that's inclusive. We did tell people that we believe that the issue of human trafficking is a spiritual issue, and because of that, we do pretty blatantly address the spiritual contours of human trafficking.
Get involved and find out more on this debut event at our website. And a small church in Nepal is benefiting from a small Christian Resources International shipment. CRI takes used material and sends them to church leaders around the world who request them. The church pastor they just helped had stressed his need for resources that would disciple children and new Christians. The materials he received will help his church make the best use of the newly opened door for evangelistic work in Nepal. Go to our website to find out what you can do to help. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get your copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.